Playmates by Robert B. Parker. Chapter 1. Vince Haller invited me to lunch at the Clarendon Club on Commonwealth Avenue with the chairman of the Board of Trustees of Taft University, Haller's alma mater. No sneakers, Haller told me. No jeans, no open shirts with that idiotic gold chain you wear that's at least 6 years out of fashion. Susan gave it to me, I said. Sure, Haller said, and gave me a look I'd seen him give witnesses during cross-examination. It was a look that said, "You are a bigger simp than Michael Jackson." Which is why, on the last day of February, I was strolling up Commonwealth in my gray suit wearing a blue Oxford shirt with a traditional roll in the collar and a yellow silk tie that whispered power. My cordovan loafers gleamed with polish, and I had a brand-new Browning 9mm on my belt just back of my right hip. The Browning was flat and the holster canted forward so that the gun snuggled into the hollow over my right kidney and didn't disturb the rakish drape of my suit. I was dressed to the nines, armed to the teeth, ready to lunch with the wasps. If I hadn't been me, I'd have wished I were. Haller was waiting for me in the entry hall. He was wearing a double-breasted camel-hair coat and a winter vacation tan that seemed even darker around his gray hair and mustache. Haller said, "Spencer," in his big courtroom voice, and put out his hand. I took it. A retainer in a black suit took Haller's coat and hung it for him, and Haller and I went up the stairs toward the main dining room. The Clarendon Club looked as it should. 20-foot ceilings, curving marble staircase, dark oak paneling. It had once been the enclave of Bostonians of English descent, a redoubt outside of which the masses had huddled in appropriate exclusion. Now it was an ecumenical enclave, accepting anyone with money and pretending they were wasps. Baron Morton was waiting for us at a table. He stood when we approached.